Generate a comprehensive stock analysis video transcript for Resolve AI PLC, RZLV. I'll follow the provided guidelines and structure, ensuring a conversational tone, professional analysis, and seamless integration of visual markers. Let's dive straight into the content as instructed. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Resolve AI PLC, ticker RZLV, a company that's been making some serious waves in the AI and commerce space. If you're curious about whether this stock is a hidden gem or a risky bet, stick around because I've got a full breakdown for you, from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Resolve AI? This is a company that's carving out a niche in the intersection of artificial intelligence and commerce. They're all about helping retailers, brands, and manufacturers connect with consumers in dynamic, personalized ways. Think of it as AI-driven engagement that powers shopping experiences. Based out of London, Resolve AI has been around since 2016, and they've recently caught the attention of investors with some bold moves and ambitious growth plans. We'll unpack all of that today and see if the hype matches the fundamentals. Let's zoom in on who Resolve AI really is. This is a tech player in the software infrastructure space, specifically focusing on AI solutions for commerce. Their platform is designed to transform how businesses interact with customers, leveraging AI to drive engagement and sales. Founded in 2016, they've got a small but focused team of about 26 employees, and they're led by CEO Daniel Maurice Wagner. Their mission? To empower businesses with tools that create seamless, data-driven consumer experiences. Now, being in the tech sector, they're competing in a fast-moving industry, but their specialized focus on commerce AI sets them apart. Let's see if that translates into solid numbers. All right, let's talk revenue and see where Resolve AI is making their money. Looking at their latest financials for 2025, they reported annual revenue of about $46.8 million, which is a massive jump from just $187,000 in 2024. That's some serious growth, showing they've scaled operations significantly in a short time. Their gross profit for 2025 came in at $30.9 million, with a gross profit margin of around 66%, which is pretty healthy for a tech company. It tells me they've got a good handle on costs relative to revenue. Now, breaking it down further, their focus seems to be on a unified AI platform for commerce, but I don't have specific segment data by product or region just yet. Still, this top-line growth suggests they're gaining traction with their core offerings, likely among retailers and brands globally. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable, or not, Resolve AI has been. For fiscal year 2025, their net income was a loss of $101.4 million, with an EPS of -38. That's a big red flag at first glance, but context matters. In 2024, they lost $172.6 million, so the loss is narrowing, even if they're still deep in the red. Their EBITDA for 2025 was -$108.7 million, and operating income was a loss of $86.9 million. What this tells me is that Resolve is in heavy investment mode, spending big on growth, likely in R&D and scaling their platform. For a tech company like this, that's not uncommon, especially if they're chasing market share. The key takeaway? They're not profitable yet, but the revenue ramp-up is promising. I'll be watching to see if they can turn those losses into gains soon. Let's dig deeper into the financial statements to get a fuller picture of Resolve AI's health. On the balance sheet for 2025, they've got $111.1 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a solid cushion for a company at this stage. Total assets stand at $611.7 million, while total liabilities are $364.9 million, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of $246.8 million. That's a positive net worth, which is good to see. Their current ratio is below 1 at 0.67, meaning they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without raising more capital or improving cash flow. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow for 2025 was -$63.1 million, and free cash flow was -$87.1 million. Again, heavy spending on growth is the story here. They raised $188.8 million from financing activities, which helped boost their cash position. Overall, the balance sheet looks okay, but they need to start generating positive cash flow to sustain this pace. Now let's talk valuation. How much is Resolve AI worth, and is the stock priced fairly? At the current share price of $2.76, their market cap is roughly $738 million. Their price-to-sales ratio is a hefty 15.4, which tells me investors are paying a premium for every dollar of revenue, typical for high-growth tech stocks. The price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now since they're not profitable, sitting at negative 8.9. Enterprise value comes in at $768 million, factoring in debt and cash. Compared to the broader software infrastructure industry, where the average PE is over 170, Resolve might seem undervalued on a relative basis. But without profits, it's hard to pin down a fair value. Growth expectations are high. Management has guided for $350 million in revenue by 2026, which could justify the premium if they hit those targets. For now, I'd say the valuation looks speculative, banking on future success. Let's break down Resolve AI through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is a standout. Jumping from nearly nothing to $46.8 million in a year is impressive. They've also got deep integrations with tech giants like Microsoft and Google, positioning them as a serious player in enterprise AI. On the weaknesses side, those massive net losses and negative cash flow are a concern. They're burning through cash to grow, and that's risky if they can't turn profitable soon. For opportunities, the commerce AI space is exploding, and their focus on retail and consumer engagement could tap into a huge market. Plus, recent acquisitions like a reward loyalty platform could accelerate growth. Threats? Competition in AI and tech is fierce, and any misstep in execution could hurt them. Also, recent news about their criticism of another company's board tactics shows they're playing hardball, which could stir up controversy or distract from core operations. Overall, they've got potential, but the risks are real. Let's take a look at Resolve AI's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 8.5%, and over the past month, it's taken a brutal hit of nearly 39.4%. Looking at the 3-month and 6-month periods, it's down 28.1% and 29% respectively. Over the past year, it's down 16.7%, and over 5 years, it's a staggering loss of 81%. Ouch. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 9.9% over the past year, Resolve is underperforming big time. Now, short term, there's been some volatility. News of analyst upgrades and acquisitions drove spikes, like a 30% gain in a single week earlier this year. But the overall trend is downward. If you're a technical trader, I'd watch for any signs of a bottoming pattern, but right now, momentum isn't on their side. All right, let's try to figure out the intrinsic value of Resolve AI. Since they're not profitable yet, a traditional discounted cash flow analysis is tricky. Their revenue growth is explosive, and management is guiding for $350 million by 2026 and $500 million in annual recurring revenue shortly after. If we assume they can achieve profitability at scale, we can project future cash flows based on those targets. However, with current negative free cash flow of $87 million and no clear timeline to break even, I'm taking a conservative approach. After running some numbers, factoring in high growth but also high risk, I'd estimate an intrinsic value range of $3 to $5 per share in a best-case scenario, assuming they hit those revenue targets and improve margins. At the current price of $2.76, there might be some upside, but it's speculative. If they miss their guidance or continue bleeding cash, the downside risk is significant. This isn't a stock for the faint-hearted. It's a bet on execution. So what's the final verdict on Resolve AI? Look, this is a company with big potential in a hot sector. AI for commerce is only going to grow. Their revenue trajectory is exciting, and management's guidance suggests they've got ambitious plans. But the losses, negative cash flow, and recent stock underperformance are hard to ignore. If you're a long-term investor, you might see this as a high-risk, high-reward play. If they execute, the upside could be huge, but if they stumble, it could be a rough ride. For me, I'd keep this on the watch list, wait for signs of profitability, or at least narrowing losses before jumping in. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.